This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth electoral roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs.
Joy sponsor.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Jean.
We both looked at each other with the whites of our eyes. Well, you did a great job there. You were amazing.
Oh, my God.
You were really great.
Yeah.
Yes, she's a guest, but she's more of a mate. I mean, you
absolutely.
Know. We're combining those roles, though, and we're getting on her as a guest and as a mate. The one and only Miss Kathy Anderson.
I love the audience participation.
We do like to let them in every now and again.
They're very unruly.
Yeah,
though,
they are. Well, they nick all the chairs and steal all your oxygen.
Having to help them push their tools in that gets me.
How are you, fellas?
Really good.
Terrible rainy night.
I know, but we've been indoors.
Yeah.
I didn't bring a brolly though.
We've missed most of it, but I'm not prepared in my sleeveless top.
You are. You're looking way too summery for the foul hideousness that is Melbourne's weather.
It was so warm.
You meant Dean,
the foul. Well, yeah.
No, that is Melbourne's weather.
I'm looking a bit rough, it seems.
No.
It's not just this week.
We're not going well.
Now, you, the lady with many hats.
It's true.
Well, you know, really though, we want to have a bit of a natter about MQFF.
MQFF. And it seems unusual to be talking about Melbourne Queer Film Festival in August when we run the festival every March. but we do like to, you know, get out there and talk a little bit about and let people remind people that we're on because, you know, and we've been going, this will be our 28th year next year.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been on the board for, I think, 4 years now. Mm. Amazing. I love the experience, but it is tricky because, and I say this, you know, with love, but we come at the end of the gay calendar.
Yeah.
So everybody's almost gayed out by the time they get there.
Well, actually, my calendar goes all year.
Yeah.
I don't know about yours, but
the peak of the gay calendar.
Well, normally it's been
sandwiched
between we've just finished like Midsummer and Mardi Gras, and then we've got Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. There's already tons happening in Melbourne,
and chill out.
I forgot about chill out. There's
you
so much going on. No, I love chill out. Love me. Well, but there's so much happening, and bang, you've got the movies as well. But it's always so much fun. It's such a different way to experience.
It is a bit niche as well, though, isn't it? I mean, you know. Which is wrong because you either like movies or you don't. But what I love about MQFF is you're going to get to see movies you don't normally see.
Well, this is one of our challenges and also one of our amazing attributes too because you're right. And certainly with a lot of queer short films, those kinds of ones aren't the types of content that's going to be picked up by your pay content TV like Netflix, which is an increasingly huge thorn in our backsides.
Great though, isn't it?
It's a wonderful challenge. Let's just talk about it in that, you know, from that perspective. Whereas people used to, you know, just go and download films that they would see in our program. Now we're facing the challenge of trying to secure titles before they get snapped up by Netflix. And queer filmmakers are doing such a wonderful job internationally. And each year we're, you know, our exceptional program director, Spiro Konomopoulos, is tasked with the challenge of trying to find titles that that are, because they are so good, you know, try to get his hands on them to come to us when we're at the end of the gay calendar, you know, before they get snapped up by Netflix, Stan, you know, Foxtel, whatever.
Yes.
So,
can you name any more brands, please?
That's not a thing, is it?
Are those, no,
those
not.
Unmentionables. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I shouldn't even talk
that's
about
okay,
them.
That's okay.
They're dead
good.
To me. Dead. I don't
the
pay
one.
Those subscriptions.
Just on the one. but what I want to ask then is, I mean, you're always. I love the fact that we're doing it now. Why is it that we only do it, you know, beginning of February, mid-February. We should be talking about it now. Yeah. The reason that people go to watch movies at MQFF is to support it, isn't it? I don't go as much to the movies to see them, you know, throughout the year anymore because it's really bloody expensive. Mm. There are movies that I think, oh, I really want to see that and I want to see it now before everybody talks about it, whatever. Yeah. MQFF is reasonable when it comes to that sort of thing. They know their market.
Yeah.
They know that we're not all going to go and spend, you know, huge amounts of money on it because we haven't got it.
No, well, that's right. I mean, a lot of from the feedback that we get personally and also through our feedback forms at the end of each festival, we get a lot of people saying, you know, telling us why they come to MQFF, and it's really, really varied. Some people come for the films because they're cinephiles and they love, you know, unusual cinema, and we are able to, as you said, Dean, we're able to, you know, focus on queer cinema from around the world that you won't get to see on unmentionable free-to-air or paid subscription services. But also it's more about the community. Like, there's nothing, and that's why I personally love it, there's nothing quite like sitting in a cinema full of your own people watching a story about your life or someone's life that is, you know, really, really connected to you and having that shared experience. And we have had you know, a lot of success in other putting on a lot of other events around, or film-related events around the festival too. And certainly we do an event in Midsummer, and we're going to be doing much more of our own events through the year just to keep connecting with our audience, because, I mean, who
doesn't
love films
in
winter?
Exactly what you need to do. I love it.
It's such a lovely and wonderful way to connect as a community as well.
Well, there's obviously a reason it's been going 28 years.
Yeah. Wow, this is exactly right. You know? I mean, we've got a lot of challenges ahead, certainly, as you know, the audience changes, and you guys have been in the arts long enough, you know, audiences change for festivals generally. You know.
I slipped out.
Let me just turn down your mic.
No. Now, I believe, though, we've got a bit of an opportunity going on, haven't we?
Incredible. It's very exciting. We actually have two new roles that have come up with the festival. So the first is the big one, which is our executive director.
Yeah.
Our previous executive director, Dylan Golightly, who's fabulous, has moved on.
Yeah.
And we'll miss her terribly. But we are obviously in the hunt to replace her. So that's a major role.
It is a major role. I'm, you know, as I mentioned before you went on, I'm happy to do it. but I don't know a lot about it. You know, I do have watched movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like them. They're all right. You know. but yeah, and what else?
So the executive director, they don't need to have superpowers, but it wouldn't hurt, right. I guess. So they need to do a lot of things: leadership, connecting with the community, raising money, which is, you know, obviously for community organisations, you guys know that very, very well.
Yeah.
Being at Joy, that's a very important part. So there's that, and we also have our operations manager role available, which is a 3-day-a-week position, and that ops manager role is. It's such a fun role, and they get to work with all the venues that we're at, which is Acme, Kino, Cinema Nova, and also talking to managing all our volunteers, which most ops managers say is the best part of the job, because our volunteers, and I know that Joy's volunteers are amazing, but ours, we have one of the highest retention rates of volunteers of any arts festival in
Melbourne. It is amazing. You notice when you go along to stuff, they want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference, you know. Now, obviously, all of this is listed where?
It's all on our website, mqff.com.au, and there's several links, but it's pretty much right on the homepage, jobs at MQFF. So it's on our social media too. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. So please, if anyone's interested, please apply. There's details on that, or share it so that we can get the word out to as many people as possible.
Because you might be out there listening thinking, oh, look, all that, I don't think that's me, but I know someone who might be great at that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's always the way it happens, isn't it? Someone tells you of some opportunity. So.
And there you go.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Then, you know, we could shape the next year, couldn't we?
You totally could.
Oh, God. I think we should do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We might have to pay you a commission or something to find us fee.
No, that's not the spirit.
Oh.
I love volunteering. I don't need money. Money is useless to me.
Okay. How about just some champagne then?
Lovely.
All I hit the sweet spot.
Admit. Hello. I'm glad you made it in. Thank you, my love.
Well, it's wonderful and, to see you guys again. Thanks for having me on the show. It's
no
always
a problem at all. The wonderful, the only Kathy Anderson. Thank you, my love.
Okay.
You're a Mad Wednesday.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.